You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. As church choirs sing holiday hymns and the strains of Wham's Last Christmas play over the radio, one band is offering some musical counter-programming this weekend. Starting at noon tomorrow, Sgt. Pepperkorn's Lonely Hearts Club Band will embark on a trek through the Beatles' entire catalog, straight through from the opening melody of Love Me Do to the closing notes of Her Majesty. This is the 10th year of Sgt. Pepperkorn's marathon, and its originator, Joe Pepperkorn, joins me now. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
So, to put it bluntly, why? Why do you do this?
I love the music, one. I mean, that's the obviously. I love these songs. Ever since I was a kid, I've loved these songs, and I, as a musician, it was always a dream of mine to know all of them. And a good friend of mine, Andy Davis, known as Andy Man in town, he had passed away, and he and I had one night plowed through Abbey Road on a piano, and you know, that got me thinking, if I just play and play and play and play, eventually, you know, it will start to feel like I can't go on. Then you keep going. And when I started the show 10 years ago, it wasn't really a show, it was just kind of a gathering in a bar, and me singing and my friends singing along.
Well, and let's talk about how that is possible. I know there's some rotating musicians. How does it work?
There's some rotating musicians, but the musicians who play love it so much, they always find little niches that they can get in more of the show. Everybody wants to play more of the show. And I'm on stage the whole time. My brother's on stage the whole time playing guitar, and bassist is on stage the whole time. It's taxing, but it's great. It's pure joy. I love every second of it. And it honestly gets more fun the more tired and the more worn down you get.
Well, and how do you prepare for something like this? How is it possible to learn that many songs to play all the way through?
At first we used notes. Now we don't. Because, I mean, these are iconic songs. And you have people singing from their hearts and from their memory. And it's been nice have over 9 years we've accrued all this knowledge. A lot of it's just repetition of listening. But then it's physically taxing as well. So, I think all of us try to be in really good shape.
It's like training for a marathon.
It is. And I ran a marathon for the first time 2 years ago. And part of me, the reason I did it was I was just curious as to how it would compare to the show. And it's much easier than playing the show.
Well, you've been doing it 10 years running now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any songs that you particularly dread?
There's some I'm not enthusiastic about, as enthusiastic. There's a song called I'll Get You, and I think it's their worst song.
The
bridge of that song is there's going to be a time where I'm going to change your mind, so you might as well resign to me. My wife heard that, and she's like, what?
Yikes. Yeah.
That is cringe-inducing. And, you know, musically, there's not a lot going on. But, I mean, it's like I made a joke to the group. That, you know, there's one song that I don't really like. There's 239 other songs that I absolutely love and love playing.
So do you listen to the Beatles for the rest of the year? Do you take kind of a breather afterwards where you have a moratorium on Beatles music?
Yeah, a big break. Part of playing the show, I think a lot of the guys in the group will do the same thing. You just listen obsessively. The great part about their music is that there's all these little details that just elevate. I mean, the song structures themselves are great, but then there's these little things, you know, like in Get Back, the end of the song, we just figured out this year, we hadn't been syncopating the, you know, there's that hook where they go, get back to where you once belong, bom, bom, that bom, bom part. The last one's syncopated, none of the other ones are. It's this detail that brings us joy. And, you know, I don't know how many people are nerding out in the crowd and say, oh yeah, they got that detail right.
But there's always more to find in it.
There's always more to find, and I think that's what keeps us sane.
Joe Pepperkorn, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.